Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The likely demise of Roe v. Wade won't mean the end of legal abortions everywhere in the United States. Some states, including New York, have already codified it, but many more are sure to outlaw it. Some New York legislators say the state needs to be ready for an influx of women from other states seeking abortions here. Assemblywoman Jessica Gonzalez-Rojas has introduced a measure designed to increase the capacity of providers to perform abortions and support the women from out of state who come here for help.
The Reproductive Freedom and Equity Fund, that would be a mechanism to drive grant funds and resources to improve abortion access in New York to prepare for the impending folks and need across the country.
This is in response to the leaked draft Supreme Court opinion that would take the federal government out of the abortion equation. President Biden discussed the matter again today, repeating his concern about other rights that might be at risk, such as birth control or same-sex marriage. Polls show a vast majority of Americans believe that women should have the right to an abortion. Mr. Biden blames former President Trump for this turn of events. Trump put three conservative justices on the Supreme Court after promising to only appoint justices who would overturn Roe. Mr. Biden says the MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in recent American history. Thomas Avenue in Lyndhurst should be getting back to normal soon. Police locked down the area yesterday afternoon in a standoff with an armed man barricaded in a house. Well, it ended this afternoon without violence. Our Carol DiOrio is there with the latest.
And Larry, the standoff ended after 21 hours of negotiations between the armed man who was barricaded in the house and the local police, the FBI, and the Bergen County SWAT team. The police took 51-year-old Robert Condon into custody this afternoon, and he was taken to a local hospital for a mental health evaluation. The standoff began Tuesday afternoon yesterday at 4:13 p.m. It ended at about 12:50 this afternoon by the time they actually got into the house and walked him out. And as you said, no shots fired, no injuries. At one point, the police say the man did use a flamethrower, but beyond that, no one was hurt or anything like that. It was an inconvenience for the people who lived on the block because they were told to shelter in place. They weren't allowed to leave their house from yesterday afternoon, but it ended peacefully, and that's what people were grateful for. In fact, the mother of the man who had barricaded himself told the police, thank you, that everything worked out. Carol DiOrio, 1010 Winds Live in Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
Hearings begin tomorrow on the fate of a landmark church on the Upper West Side. Community Board 7's Preservation Committee will begin hearing arguments on whether the West Park Presbyterian Church on 86th Street should be allowed to be torn down. The building's owners say the church needs millions of dollars in repairs, and demolishing it is the only way to save the congregation from financial ruin. But opponents argue that officials should honor the building's status as an architectural landmark and deny permission for it to be torn down. Don't forget your reusable bag if you're going shopping today in New Jersey. This is the first day that single-use plastic bags are banned at restaurants, grocery stores, and other retail shops around the state. But it's not just plastic bags. A ban also takes effect today on styrofoam food containers, and plastic straws will only be available by request. Parents are pushing for a remote study option, while environmental testing is done at Colonia High School in Woodbridge Township, New Jersey. This after a more than 100 cases of brain tumors or cancer in those who attended or worked at the school.
With test results not expected till at least late May, parents like Samantha Santangelo concerned about on-site learning. She says her son and his fellow freshmen are anxious.
Anytime somebody gets a headache, the first thing they think is, oh my God, this is brain cancer.
Being a teacher and seeing the results of remote learning, she'd instead like to see students attend the other high schools in Woodbridge.
So if the students went to Woodbridge High School would go to school the first part of the day, and then the second part of the day, the Colonia High School students would come in so that they have that in-person instruction.
No remote for now, the state requiring in-person instruction unless there's an emergency. Superintendent Dr. Joseph Massimino saying in a letter to parents, the township health department says there is none, and that he inquired with the state about an exception to no avail. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds News.
An 18-year-old girl is in critical but stable condition after a shooting in Brooklyn. Police say officers found the teen with a gunshot wound to the head early this morning in the stairwell of a building on Sterling Place near Rochester Avenue. No word yet on any arrest or a possible motive. A Millville, New Jersey man has been sentenced to 14 years in prison for running an online dating scam. 38-year-old Ruben Sarpong must also pay more than $3 million in restitution to 36 victims and more than $385,000 to the IRS. He pleaded guilty last November to charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, tax evasion, and money laundering. Prosecutors say Sarpong worked with accomplices in Ghana. They set up phony dating profiles and posed as U.S. military personnel. After establishing online relationships, they convinced their matches in the United States to send them money in a scheme involving gold bars. It's never too soon to start saving for college. With that in mind, Mayor Adams announced today that almost all of the kindergarten students in city public schools are being given $100 in college savings accounts. It's part of a program announced by former Mayor de Blasio last September, aimed at bridging the wealth and education gaps for public school students. Over time, the program will offer families more opportunities to earn more for their student accounts. Organizations, businesses, and others can also add to those accounts.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.